Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're glad you're doing that. And because we got people listening in every time zone on planet Earth, on the internet, or across a handful of time zones across North America on the radio, even down in the islands. They got a station down in Virgin Islands. So we're glad you're with us. And I'm broadcasting live from Midtown Manhattan, New York City, only a couple of blocks away. I'm actually within about four blocks of or less of where Bob Dillersnyder's office is. Robert Dillersnyder is our good friend. He's with us right now. And he is the author of Power and Influence, one of his many outstanding books that he's written. He's the president and the founder of the Dillersnyder Group. And he's our good friend, Bob Dillersnyder. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show and great to know you're finally back in New York.
It's good to have you here, but apparently you found out I was coming. You went to Bermuda.
I went to Bermuda because nobody's here, and I wanted to get to a place where nobody was because I wanted to avoid the problems the world is facing today.
So you're running away from it. Bermuda would be a pretty good place to go there, but I know better than that, Bob. I know that you're one of the thought leaders that we've got out there looking at things that are going on across the world, looking at economic issues, political issues, societal issues, and at least once a year, maybe more, you take full measure of these things, and you produce a trend report. And I'm the happy beneficiary, happy recipient of that report, and my audience is too, because you join us every year or so, several times during the year, but once a year or so you join us to talk to us about this report. And I'd like for you to give us a little bit of an overview, and then we'll talk about some details, a little bit of an overview about what the trend report told us this year.
Well, thanks, Jim. We've been publishing the trend report now for 19 years. And we publish it twice a year, and then we publish a lot of other reports in the course of the year. But we publish this based on interviews with about 500 people around the world in key positions to influence public policy one way or the other. This year's report gives a snapshot of what's taking place in the world. It gives us a sense of the economy, that we're kind of at the bottom right now, and that's probably going to continue for a while. It gives us a sense of the political environment in the world, suggesting that the right is on a serious has a serious problem, but the left doesn't have any ideas of what to do about that problem for people. It gives us a snapshot of terrorism. It gives us a snapshot of people who are completely into themselves. It gives a snapshot of education and what to do about that. It tries to cover the waterfront.
Well, and you do that, and you do it very well. And I wish I could say, Bob, that your findings were encouraging, but some of them aren't, and in fact, a lot of them aren't. And you know, with regard to politics, though, Bob, you talk about the right and the left. The right had a good week last week in Germany. So I mean, that's good news for the right, for people who really appreciate free enterprise, smaller government, lower taxes. That's good news, isn't it?
The right did have a good run in Germany. It's starting to have a good run in France as well. George Bush took some brutal shots, as we all know, and that's one of the reasons we've got President Obama in office. But what is happening is the left is not offering any solutions. The people are calling for solutions, but the left is not coming up with anything that's palatable that people really want. So we're in a moment now where there's going to be a very significant tsunami hitting the political specter, and I think no one knows what's really going to happen, but it's going to be different.
Well, you know, Bob, I have to say, though, there's one thing that, and I've read your report. I'm trying to remember where if you cover this exactly this way. But there's one thing that I noticed a year ago this week. When a year ago this week, if you remember, the House tried to pass the TARP rescue program, and it failed. And the American people got up off of their backside, got up on their hind legs, and they told Congress, we don't like this. We're not happy about this. We don't want this. And I've never seen the electorate, and you know, it not associated with some kind of a direct election. I don't think I've ever seen the electorate get that exercised over something. And they've done it again recently about health care and taxes. And I think that's good news for America. What do you think?
I think Americans want to have control over their lives, and they don't want government mixing it up too much. We know we have to have a certain level of government. We have to have police. We have to have fire. We have to have taxes. But we don't want government running things. We don't want government running health care, running car companies, running banks. In fact, we want to reject all
that. My company. And you know, they're... Stand by, Bob. We're going to have to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm broadcasting live from New York City. Always glad to be back in the Big Apple. Glad to be back here visiting with my old friends, which I'll be doing today and tomorrow, meeting some new friends later today. Looking forward to that. Got a little conference to go to tonight, and that's going to be exciting. So a lot of your friends, a lot of my Brain Trust members are going to be at this meeting tonight, and so I'll tell them you said hello. And by the way, that's the New York Enterprise Report's annual small business conference, and that's tonight here in New York City. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rob, issues in this economy. Is it more difficult to find customer loyalty for its own sake to accomplish that?
Yeah. Listen, this is what's going on. I mean, in every economy, customer expectations and competitive offerings are always on the rise. I mean, we're always chasing these rising expectations and new products and services that get released that help raise those expectations.
There's something that you've been talking quite a lot about recently, and I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what you think, what you mean when you say that Americans are going to have to do some sacrificing.
Well, Jim, it's got to start at the very top, and we have to get corporations to be willing to take a couple of percentage points less in profit. That means Wall Street's got to deal with its appetite for money, because if they take a little bit less in profit, they'll be able to employ more people. And by virtue of just the way it works, if they employ more people and those people come up with innovation and ideas, that will eventually stimulate more profit. That's the way the capitalist model works. So that's the first place sacrifice has to happen. But at the same time, there needs to be a series of acts of kindness. We need to get people who are in a position to deliver moments of kindness to people who need it to step out and do something. There are tremendous numbers of people going to food pantries and on soup kitchens right now. There are acts of kindness that can help those people. There are people in the real estate business who can help people that have problems with their homes and are losing their homes. There are people in the banking business who can help people think about ways to handle their money more effectively. There are people in education who can think about ways to help students who can't afford to go to school right now. So all those things need to be happening right now in America, and the American spirit is a way to make that occur.
Well, and I agree with you. One of the things that's going on right now, Bob, is that companies are, the stock market is doing well, and if you listen to some of the recent commentary, you're hearing the reason that it is going well is because of earnings. Well, one of the
correct
reasons earnings are doing so well is because they've laid off so many people that they can make a profit without, you know, doing almost no business. The earnings are not quality earnings. And I wonder if the corporations haven't cut too many people.
We've cut too much. The cuts have been too deep. And today there are six people looking for every single job in the United States. The chance of coming back in the near term are not high. We're still the most powerful country in the world. We're going to remain in that position at least for a while. but the chances of coming back dramatically are not high. We have larger problems, however. The Chinese and the Indians are graduating roughly 200,000 engineers every year. We're graduating maybe 3,000 or 4,000 engineers every year. If this continues on over a period of time, we're simply going to be outweighed by what happens in the East, and the West will have a serious problem. When you look at Western Europe, that's even worse. The French, the British, the Italians, they're graduating less than 100 engineers.
You know, there's another stat there to stick in there, Bob. The Chinese have more advanced students than America has students.
This is a big, serious problem, and we have to figure out a way to solve that problem. I remember sitting with Bill Casey, the former head of the CIA and the SEC at one point, asking him what he achieved in his life. He said, well, I helped bankrupt the Soviet Union. That was kind of a big thing. Now,
yeah.
We need people to think in that dimension today, Jim.
Right, absolutely. Well, of course, the thing is with China, I mean, we need to find a way to make them our partner for the rest of, for the future, don't we?
If we can, I think that the Chinese, I'd be delighted to have the Chinese as partners. I'm not sure they want to have us as partners. I think that people in the East, in China, India, Vietnam, Thailand, see this as their day. And
yeah.
Young people suggest to themselves, the future is theirs, it's not ours. So we have to be very tough and very aggressive.
My Chinese, my primary Chinese expert, Ted Fishman, who wrote the book China Inc., I was talking to him about China playing by the rules. He said, Jim, you need to understand, China is, in the future, China will make the rules.
That's exactly right. Fishman is exactly right.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Bob. I'm going to take a quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. Intel, I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars with a little shotgun bringing us back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm in New York City. I'm on the road. Bob Dillenschneider is our guest. He's in Bermuda. He's on the road. And through the magic of technology, we're bringing you this conversation, this visit with our good friend Bob Dillenschneider. And Bob is the author of the outstanding book, Power and Influence, among other books, among other very important books that he's written. And, Bob, your website is dillenschneider.com. Is that right?
That's correct, right.
Dillenschneider. Did I spell it right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, thank you.
Dillenschneider.com, folks. Check it out. It's almost as hard to spell as Blasingame, but you can do it. I know you can. You can find out all the things that the company does. And can they find your report there, your trend report there on the website?
It is posted along with all of our other reports. I think people will find it of great interest.
And go read the article that Bob had in Forbes recently. I think you can find a link to that on his website, too. I thought that was a very important article that you wrote, Bob, on sacrifice. You know, talking about sacrifice, Bob, getting all these trends and everything, circling them back, bringing it all back to small business now. You know, somebody was talking about small businesses, what are they doing, sacrificing, so to speak, in this time in a these times, and I said, well, one of the things I know about most small business owners, before they laid a single employee off, they cut their pay.
Yeah,
the ones
that
I know, that's
to,
what they did, Bob.
That's what you have to do. Jim, that's one of the reasons small business is one of the most respected and trusted units of the American society out there, right behind the police and the military.
Yeah.
Insurance people, big business, they're way down at the bottom, but small business is number three today.
Well, and Bob, I think, and see, I think this is why it's, the reason why is because, in my opinion, we have to be ethical. We have to be, to behave in a way that's right, good for everybody, because we're in such a competitive marketplace. If we don't, we get kicked to the curb by our customers immediately. We can't hide anything. We operate under a bubble.
Small business will bring us all back, Jim, in terms of the economy, in terms of society. But small business people need to step up and be measured.
You know, Bob, back when you first started joining us, I was predicting back in those days that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And with everything that's going on right now, the technology, the incrementalization of technology, the things that you just got through talking about, and I believe social media, the importance of connecting with each other as opposed to being marketed to, I think the way customers want to be treated in the future is, I think that's going to play into the hands, into the advantage of small business owners more than big businesses. What do you think?
Oh, I think so, because small business owners can be much more nimble and much more creative and move faster than big business. Jim?
Yes?
So I think that the opportunity for a small business person is very, very high today compared to what a big business person has to deal with.
Well, there's no question about it, and I'll tell you something else. The way we get our capital from local independent banks most of the time, that's a lot less complicated. You know, the capital, the credit issue is still a challenge across America, but not as much for small business owners, because a lot of us do business with small town banks.
That's for sure, Jim. No question about it. And I hope that it's going to be stimulated more in the future. Small business people have to lead the way out of the recession. There's no question about it.
Right, and they will, I think, Bob. Bob, talk to us about local politics, about American politics. We've got about a minute left. What do you think about the health care bill, the health care reform debate that's going on right now? What are your thoughts on that?
Americans don't want the current health care bill. They don't understand the current health care bill, and they want to find a way to deal with their problems. They know that we have the best health care in the United States. We have the best teaching hospitals. We have nurses that sacrifice. We have doctors who are terrific. They know all of that. The question they're asking is, how do we build
right
upon that? That's the question.
But even though the polls show that Americans don't want their health care changed the way it's being proposed, it sounds to me like politicians, some members of Congress, and the president are planning on doing it anyway. What do you think?
Well, they're probably going to have to do something because they're so committed now, but I don't think they're going to do the 1,000 pages that are out there about health care that are proffered right now. We'll have some modest change, but not a lot.
We'll see how that goes. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today. Safe travels back from Bermuda, and we'll see you next
time. Have a great time in New York, Jim. Thank you very much.
Bob Dylan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. That's dylanschneider.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I got to go for this hour. I'll be broadcasting live from New York City tomorrow, just like today. I'll be back then, and in the meantime, I want to remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.